Oh, just breathing into this moment. I've been doing a three-part series on what's trending in unity. And so this is the final of the three-part series, and I'm going to be talking about a place for me. So just to recap slightly, I have been talking about how unity has been moving forward. And we recognize that our leaders at both the world headquarters level and at worldwide ministries level are amazing visionaries. And they are taking us into this current century with an awareness of the things that still need to be healed. And they are furthering this wonderful worldwide spiritual movement that Charles and Myrtle Fillmore founded and started several hundred and plus years ago. And so it's relevant for us today to have an awareness of how far-reaching unity has the capacity to be in touching people's hearts, in helping them to heal, in helping humanity and our world to move forward in the areas where we are still experiencing a great deal of prejudice and of a lack of connection and loneliness. So I talked about the social media addictions where people are just turning into themselves. We talked about our LGBTQ communities. We talked about racism and sexism and all the different things. And these are so vital in our world awareness today to be moving forward through and healing. Sharing a quote from Cicero, a Roman statesman and a philosopher from the Roman times of the Roman Empire, and he says, "We were born back then," he said, "we were born to unite with our fellow men and to join in community with the human race." Friends, we're still in that process, are we not? There are still a lot of chasms that are needing to be healed. And Margaret J. Wheatley, she's a wonderful author and a speaker, she says, "When we seek for connection, we restore the world to wholeness. Our seemingly separate lives become meaningful as we discover how truly necessary we are to each other." You know, friends, it's so easy to get lost in all the busyness, is it not, of our lives? And to just sort of be focused like this, and we miss the importance of connecting, of taking time. And so that's why it is so important, I think, for us to recognize the foundation upon which we stand, this spiritual movement that has been created to support people in living lives where they can experience abundance and grace, where they can experience connection and love, and where when any of us face the challenges that are part of everyday life, we have something to stand upon to help lead us through with positive principles to navigate through the challenging times. In scripture from Psalms 133, verse 1, it says, "How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity." And I think it is so wonderful for us to take now the self-responsibility. You know, I've shared about the roots from where we can't come and the vision of our current leaders, Reverend Jim Blake at World Headquarters and Reverend Shad Groverland, that's Worldwide Ministries, where they are working so hard for us to recognize the importance of embracing all of humanity with grace and with love. So I'm going to kind of take us now on an exploration of what draws each of you, what draws us to be here at Unity. And to recognize what's important. So as we take a look at, it seems out in the world, having gone through a major pandemic, we've been challenged by, our lives turned topsy-turvy and upside down, and nothing's the same as it used to be, and things take longer, it seems, at times to manifest and to get done, and there's all kinds of things. So our lives are still fraught with challenges, with the stuff that flies in our face, and we're trying to figure it all out. And I think as humanity, we are deeply, deeply seeking peace of mind, inner peace. Are we not? Are we seeking a place to where we can come to heal? Are we seeking a sense of belonging to something greater than ourselves, to being part of something that makes a difference, that supports us in the challenges we face? And then as we navigate through that and someone else is going through, we can say, hey, I tried this. This was helpful to me. And we can share that with each other. Or when someone's having a bad day, we can give them a hug or just be present. Dallin H. Oaks, who is a religious leader, he's very prominent in the Church of Latter-day Saints, and he says, our spirits require nurturement. Just as there is food for the body, there is food for the spirit. The consequences of spiritual malnutrition are just as hurtful to our spiritual lives as physical malnutrition is to our physical bodies. And how often in the busyness of our world, when we are so focused on outer appearances, on outer circumstances, do we say, oh, I don't have time for any quietness or prayer or spirituality. I'm too busy. It's not important. It doesn't help anyway. And yet, as we all show up here, we can begin to really breathe into something different in us, and that calls us to a connection that supports us through the challenging times that we face. And I was going to say something, just flew right outside of my head there. There it goes. Did you catch it? Did it fly over there? Vicky, toss it back to me. Okay. But it's so, oh, I was going to say, and thank you, that was really good. So in our world today, our youth do not have kind of the same viewpoint of church or of a place where in the past, where people of a certain age before found that place for the spiritual nurturement, for the space to belong. And so people are seeking that greatly. And so when I ask, why do you come? What's important to you? It is out of that awareness that we each have different reasons. Mitsugi Sayotome, and I'm, yeah, thank you for having kept that up. He's author and a renowned Aikido teacher. And he says, if you were all alone in the universe with no one to talk to, no one with which to share the beauty of the stars, to laugh with, to touch, what would be your purpose in life? It is other life. It is love which gives your life meaning. This is harmony. We must discover the joy of each other, the joy of challenge, the joy of growth. So I invite you as you sit here to recognize for yourselves what brings you here to be part of this community of unity or of a spiritual community, and to begin recognizing what's important about this gathering. So for each of us, it's going to be a little different, and I'm going to ask you to shout out whatever. Some of you may come because you like to meditate or be mindful. Some of you may come because you're lonely and you want connection and you want to feel a sense of belonging. Some come because John is, where'd he go? He's back there. John is awesome, and just I walk in the room and he's playing music and whew, that changes my whole day. So I'm going to invite you, what's one of your favorite things? What part of the service? Maybe an inspirational word or message? Yes, Sue. Yeah. Oh, thanks, Kevin. The people. Yeah. And the music, absolutely. It shifts the energy of our entire being. And John is particularly gifted at channeling through him this desire to connect with people, to be with, and to touch us deeply. Okay, so, Susan. Okay.
That's all right.
I'm not sure what that was. I think he was trying to pick up the sound in the room. That's what that one was. He was not purposely putting it in your line of sight. Sorry. Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you, John. You know, isn't it fascinating how we all are as humanity? So Susan has some from the people online.
So Teresa Anderson says, "I come because you are my family."
Oh, yeah. Any others? Or yeah. Okay, Vicki. Pardon me? Oh, yeah. Now that one's going.
Is that distracting?
No, it's as long as it doesn't clunk on the floor, that's okay. They're both like, That's okay. I just wasn't. Just fine.
I just like sometimes talking anyway, just the reminder every week, you know, because when we talk about immunity, it applies to everyday life, and I need to.
Yeah, so Donna's saying, you know, that reminder, because it is so easy to just, you know, get all off into our Twitter stuff. Oh, and I no pun intended on that. I always get addlepated and Twittered and all that. And well, now it's a thing on social media, so I wasn't even referring to that. But Sue Ellen, did you have another one?
When I first came to Unity about 34 years ago, it was the messages. I just couldn't get enough of the messages and the books. Now I feel like I've kind of internalized a lot of that, so it's you reminding us of the messages, like John was saying, to keep them useful and present.
Thank you. Yeah, because we have done a lot of studying, many of us who have been in Unity for a while, so we know a lot. There are others that don't even know yet, and so it's a little bit of both, but oh man, I need reminding all the time, and even as I'm preparing, I go, oh, yeah, I forgot, and so it's wonderful. Susan.
So Katrina Andrews says, expanded vision of the group gives me hope. And Cecilia says, Sherry comes for inspiration leading to higher love of self. I've looked for a true sense of family for 60-some years. Unity is an awesome gateway to what I seek.
Ah, yeah. So as we're hearing what everyone says, can't you just feel that go right into your heart, you know? And we go, oh, yeah, that's why I get up on Sunday morning and instead of golfing or going, you know, there's a lot of things we could choose from, right? And how wonderful now too, for those of you who are online and at home, you can participate in that way and be present also. And then we get those reminders and we get that, you know, even if it's just one little quote for the whole, you know, out of the whole message for the service, or it's a song and what it says, it's like, ah, that sets the pace for the week to come. In scripture from Acts, and Susan, let me know if someone else posts something. Thank you. Thanks all of you at home for those wonderful messages. So in Acts 2, verses 46 through 47, it says, every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. So these were the disciples and the people that began to gather after Jesus was teaching that importance of being with one another, the importance of prayer, the importance of recentering, and the importance of making that commitment to be with each other and to be with self. And in Matthew 18:20, I just have always loved this scripture. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am among them. Now, as we breathe into this, I invite you to recognize I'm not saying that God is not present in each of us. As we, in our own way, take time to meditate or to pray or to connect. But do you not feel the magnified power when two or more are gathered and it becomes exponential, because that energy just supports and it just grows and it moves out like we do in the meditation, we send prayers forth. And so in having laid the groundwork of unity, how it's shifting and changing, how humanity right now is so in need of the healing around racial inequities, around judgments in LGBTQ community issues, and around sexisms, and around all the isms, ageism, and even for our youth who feel so isolated and alone, it's important to know that we have that behind us from our world headquarters, and then we can gather in our own spiritual communities here, where we can be a little closer in touch and begin to make a difference in going forward in this world to heal and bless. Because doesn't it sometimes now look as though we're sort of falling backwards? Anybody feel that way? There's a lot coming to the surface, and it seems like we're, quote unquote, regressing in many of the forward motions. And it then becomes even more important now to recognize that these are issues that have always been there. And groundwork was laid on seeing a greater light, but they have not yet fully come. These old paradigms of belief have still been resonant underneath and are now needing to come to the surface to be healed in an even greater way, because spiritual growth is a spiral. And we, you know, this issue, it keeps hitting on the spiral in the same place, but we're elevating. So it becomes even more important for us to gather together, to feel that strength, to feel the solidarity, to be reminded, as John said. Unity is a place to grow spiritually while deepening connection with others, friends. And that is what we seek so much. And it is what our youth need even more today, in that support of not being, you know, immersed in their phone and separate from people and on social media all the time, but to begin seeking reconnection. And so as we take a look at what draws us to unity and in finding a place for ourselves, I just invite you to kind of go deeply and to see what supports you in choosing to be committed to either unity or to your own spiritual journey. To really take a look at that choicefulness. The choicefulness in saying, I choose to be present. I choose to commit not just to other people. I choose to commit first and foremost to me. To take time out on a Sunday. I could be doing a lot of other things. But to say, I choose to be here. And to recognize that in making that choice, we are beginning to establish a relationship with ourselves. We are beginning to create a relationship a deepened relationship with God and a deepened relationship with each other. So to choose a place for me is to see, oh, you know, I may not like all of it. I may not like so-and-so who shows up. I may not like a certain song that got played that day. I may think Sandy said nothing at all today. Whatever it is, it doesn't really matter because our minds are going to judge everything and do whatever they do. But when we come together, there is a synergistic spiritual magic, synergistic, where two or more are gathered, that happens for all of us, and sometimes we don't even realize it till we walk out of the room and we're facing the week. And so making that commitment to be present is deeply important for each one of us. David Spangler, who's a spiritual philosopher, and he was very involved in the Findhorn Foundation in Sweden. And he says, some people think they are in community, but they are only in proximity. True community requires commitment and openness. It is a willingness to extend yourself to encounter and know the other. You know, many of us have read a lot of Brené Brown, and she talks about that vulnerability and the importance of, you know, being authentic and being true to self and showing up. So when we choose a spiritual community in some way to be engaging with others, it is about showing up. Now, we all show up in different ways. Some of you show up at home and online through live streaming, or sometimes you watch it later in the day. Some are not close by and live in California, and some across, you know, the United States, and yet your presence is felt and you are showing up. And some people personally, if they're very introverted, it is a different way to show up where they can participate and be part of. But it is showing up. It's making the commitment to self to take time apart, to open hearts, to connect to spirit, to deepen a relationship with God. And Ani DeFranco, who's an American-Canadian singer and a songwriter, she says, I know there is strength in the differences between us. I know there is strength in that which is different. I know there is comfort where we overlap. It's understanding that when we come together in spiritual community, and when we talk about oneness, it's not sameness. It's not we're all the same. We come to be with each other, to share our own unique individual ideas, our own gifts, our own differences, and to also embrace the differences in others. We may not agree. It may not feel quite right to us, but to embrace others in their own journey, however they are traveling, and being open to let them embrace us as well. Dr. Tracy Brown, who is a spiritual coach in New Thought, and she deals with ancient wisdoms, she's an educator, and she says in her book, Thriving 21st Century Spiritual Communities are composed of many individual people who come together to create a deep and meaningful experience where everyone grows spiritually together and each person is valued for the unique experiences they contribute to the whole. So friends, as we gather here and as we make that commitment to our own spiritual connection, our own gathering with each other, our connection to deepening a relationship with God, with ourselves, let us know that we are individuals. Let us know that as we have fellowship following the service, or as you are out in your community, the workplace, with your friends or family, that while you share differences, if you could keep your heart open to each other, we have many gifts and things we can learn. So I invite you, as you go forth into your week, to recognize what your commitment is to yourself. and how you show up in the spiritual community, bringing your vulnerability, bringing your gifts, bringing your open heart, and sharing that with others to then let that light build and shine to make a difference out in our world. And so in closing, I will share a quote from Brené Brown. Most of you do know her as an amazing best-selling author around the world. She's a researcher and a professor. She deals a lot with the issues around shame and vulnerability and healing ourselves. And she says, "We cultivate love when we allow our most vulnerable and powerful selves to be deeply seen and known. And when we honor the spiritual connection that grows from that offering with trust, respect, kindness, and affection." So let's be mindful this week. Let's be mindful of our own spiritual connection to self, to deepening our relationship and deepening our relationship also in greater community.